Welcome to Anchor Daily. This is Angie, and today we are examining Joshua 12. Every once in a while, okay, maybe more times than I would like to admit, I come across a passage in the Bible, and I pause to wonder why the Lord, in His divine inspiration, felt it needed to be included for us to read and consider now. Our reading today, Joshua chapter 12, is one such example. Now, I'm not questioning God and His divine decisions. It's more that I'm curious. I wish that He and I could share a Dr. Pepper and discuss it face to face. Side note, usually my podcasts run every other Monday, so you might be surprised to hear me today on a Wednesday. Well, this is an extra podcast from me because honestly, no one signed up to tackle this exciting and riveting chapter of Joshua. So I volunteered, hoping to squeeze some lemonade out of what kind of feels like a lemon. As I fumbled over unfamiliar names and places that are difficult to pronounce, reading about kings and cities that were struck down, I could understand why no one wanted to tackle it. This chapter likely leaves us all feeling a little struck down, and perhaps confused or wondering, why does this chapter even matter? Furthermore, a commentary comment by Robert Jameson even said this, quote, "A list of 31 chief towns is given, and as the whole land was contained in a paltry extent of only 15 miles in length by 50 in breadth, it is evident that these capital cities belonged to petty and insignificant kingdoms. With a few exceptions, they were not the scenes of any important events recorded in the sacred history, and therefore do not require a particular notice." End quote. Wowzers! How would you like your hometown to be filleted as petty and insignificant? So, what exactly is going on in this chapter? Well, Joshua 12 is divided into two parts. The first part, verses 1 through 6, talks about two kings who lived east of the Jordan River, both of whom had been killed and their land conquered by the Israelites under Moses' leadership. Then the second part, verses 7 through 25, details 31 kings that Joshua and the Israelite armies defeated, kings who lived on the west side of the Jordan River. So, that's it. Yep, that's it. Well, it would be easy to move on quickly to just dismiss this chapter as a ledger of kings and kingdoms conquered. But wait, there's more. Do you remember what God asked Joshua to do in chapter 4 after they had crossed the Jordan River into the Promised Land? He had them lay down stones of remembrance. The stones were a reminder that God had kept His promise to them. Yahweh had been faithful, and the stones were to be reminders of God's character towards them and of His love for them. In the same way, this summary of battles and kings conquered was a remembrance of sorts, too. This written account would be used to remind the people of God's love and work once they had entered the Promised Land. Yahweh was active on the east side of the river. Yahweh was active on the west side of the river. God was and is a faithful God who wants His people to remember that He is who He says He is. Each battle and each victory meant God was with them, that His mighty hand and His faithfulness were present. Our natural propensity is to focus on what we don't have, or to focus on things that are discouraging, disappointing, or are not going as we had hoped. We humans have a short memory. We tend to forget past experiences where God was with us, showing us who He is and what He has done to help us abide and overcome. We tend to forget what we have been given to remember. Pastor Barnabas Park said this, quote, "I believe we are called to remember what God has done through Christ Jesus on the cross 2,000 years ago, which is no doubt most important. But Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus, who created us and died for us, sustains us today. The Holy Spirit is right now with us, praying and interceding for us. So God wants us to remember how faithful and mighty He is, not only in His saving us in the past, but also in our living today, just as God was in His redemption of the Israelites, as well as in the battlefield with them. Every victory, whether small or big, every truth we learned, every person we have met, every petition, and every answered prayer are demonstrations of God's being with us, with His grace and His mighty hand. End quote. So Joshua 12 is a reminder to remember, not just for the Israelites, but for us too. Take some time today to remember all the ways that God has been with you and give Him a shout of praise. God is faithful. God is with us. God is who He says He is. Yesterday, today, forever. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today. If you want to check out more podcasts just like this, you can go to bethel.ch and you'll find amazing selections of podcasts and much more. If you'd like to get in contact with us, you can email us with podcasts@bethel.ch. See you next time.